This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. India has strongly protested against references made to Home Minister Amit Shah by Canada's Deputy Minister David Morrison before the Standing Committee on Public Safety and National Security. The External Affairs Ministry summoned the representative of the Canadian High Commission yesterday and conveyed India's protests. Briefing the media in New Delhi this afternoon, Ministry spokesperson Ranthir Jaiswal said that a diplomatic note was handed over concerning the proceedings of the Standing Committee in Ottawa on 29th October. On cancellation of Diwali celebrations in Canada, the spokespersons termed it as unfortunate that the prevailing atmosphere in Canada has reached high levels of intolerance and extremism. Responding to a query on visas, Mr. Jaiswal said New Delhi is monitoring the well-being of students and temporary workers from India who are currently in Canada. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India is positioning itself as a global friend today. Addressing the gathering at a book launch event in New Delhi, Dr. Jaishankar underlined that New Delhi seeks to be friends with as many countries as possible. He highlighted that in India, there are cultural and historical factors at work, including the fact that the country is not a dogmatic civilization. On the subject of Quad, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized that the US, Japan and Australia have benefited from Quad. Dr. Jaishankar mentioned that sensitivities like sovereignty and territorial integrity will always be factors in evaluating partners. In two separate encounters in the Kashmir Valley today, three terrorists have been neutralized by a joint team of security forces following cordon and search operations based on specific intelligence regarding their presence in the respective areas. The operations later turned into gun battles that resulted in the elimination of the three terrorists. Talking to Akashvani News, IGP Kashmir V.K. Birdi confirmed that one top Lashkar commander, identified as Usman, alias Chota Waleed, hailing from Pakistan, has been killed in an encounter in the Khanyar area of Srinagar. The slain terrorist had been active for a long time and was involved in several terror crimes in the Kashmir Valley. During the operation, four security personnel, which included two J&K police personnel and two jawans of the Central Reserve Police Force, were injured and have been shifted to the hospital. Mr. Birdi said that two terrorists have also been killed by security forces in Larnu-Kokarnak encounter in Anantnag district of South Kashmir this afternoon. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived tonight at Ranchi on 2 days' visit to Jharkhand. Mr. Shah is scheduled to review poll preparations with state BJP leaders. Jharkhand Assembly election in charge, Shivraj Singh Chauhan said, Mr. Shah will release the party Sankalp Patra tomorrow. The union minister will also address three election rallies at Dalbumgarh in Ghatshila, Barkatha in Hazaribagh and Simaria in Chatra tomorrow. The last date of withdrawing nominations for the Maharashtra Assembly elections is Monday. Both the major alliances in Maharashtra, the Mahayuti and the Mahavikas Aghadi, are grappling with rebel candidates. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today called upon Indian youth to indigenously develop high-end technologies that the country currently imports to realise the vision of Viksit Bharat. He was addressing the 65th Foundation Day celebrations at the Indian Institute of Technology, IIT Kanpur, today. Defence Minister highlighted technology as the key driver of rapid changes across various fields, with countries vying to master niche domains like artificial intelligence for geopolitical advantage. In Odisha, at least 5 persons were killed and 7 others critically injured when the van in which they were travelling rammed into a trailer truck on the MCL Taporia Road near Gaikanapalli village in Sundargarh district in the wee hours of today. Police sources said all 5 died on the spot and the injured have been admitted to the hospital. In cricket, India gained an edge over New Zealand as Indian bowlers restricted the Kiwis to 171 for 9 in their second innings at stumps on day 2 of the third test match at Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai today. After conceding a lead of 28 runs, New Zealand now holds an overall lead of 143 runs. Will Young scored a half century for New Zealand. For India, Ravindra Jadeja took 4 wickets while Ravichandran Ashwin claimed 3. Washington Sundar and Akashdeep each took 1 wicket. And that is the end of this news bulletin.